The Mission of Saints Francis and Claire is a Roman Catholic chapel in Miami that celebrates traditional Latin Mass every Sunday. It's one out of three local churches that offer this regular service. The Mission has about 20 pews facing its single stained glass window just above the altar. Father Joe Fishwick has been celebrating traditional Latin Mass at the chapel for almost 20 years. He says he's noticed a change in attendance recently.
The fascinating thing is the number of young people who discover the old liturgy and who fall in love with it.
Father Fishwick has seen more and more young people at Sunday's Latin Mass since the death of Pope John Paul II 9 years ago.
There's indeed a thirst for a return to one's roots.
I think maybe, you know, the younger generation, which has had no experience of that, has been completely starved of it. They see it and they run to it because they've been so deprived.
Josue Hernandez is 30 years old, living in Miami. He attends the traditional Latin Mass at Saints Francis and Claire.
When you go to the older Mass, you have the Latin, you have the incense, you have the priest facing east, you know, like facing the crucifix, and the focus is completely off you, completely. All the attention is turned towards the sacrifice.
Hernandez goes to the Latin Mass with his fiancée, Vida Tavacoli. She's a 27-year-old public school teacher in Miami.
You come into it and you're kind of lifted to another world, which is what's really supposed to happen on a Sunday when you're praying in really a truly beautiful way and not just kitschy or trendy or what's going with the times, but what is timeless.
Hernandez and Tavacoli are part of Juventutum Miami, or Youth Miami, an international federation of young people between the ages of 16 and 36 who seek to grow closer to God through traditions of the Catholic Church, specifically the Roman Rite. Juventutum started 8 years ago in Switzerland. The Miami chapter has only been around for 1 year. 30-year-old Aramis Perez is the unofficial leader of Juventutum Miami.
We realized that we had a group of young people committed to the church, committed to each other, and interested in bringing what we're discovering at the traditional Mass to other young people.
There are about 30 young members in Juventutum Miami. The group has led the traditional Latin Mass almost 20 times at other Catholic parishes in Miami that no longer have that service. Juventutum also hosts one or two social events each month. So far, they've met for food and drinks in Coral Gables, Miami Beach, and Midtown. Perez says the growth in young participants is because people are just now learning that the traditional Mass exists.
When people realize that this treasure is out there for them, they become interested. They want to enjoy it. They want to learn more about it. So we've worked accordingly to make it more available.
At a traditional service, the priest is not the only one speaking in Latin. Congregants respond and pray in Latin as well, including the younger members. Here, Juventutum members recite the Hail Mary
Ave
in
Maria,
Latin.
Gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
Benedicta tui mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei.
Ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Josue Hernandez and Vida Tavacoli plan to marry at a traditional Latin Mass this December. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.